Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Happy Friday. Thanks again to Johnny Mosley, who is just, man, a ball of energy, and it must be the sunflower seeds. MightyIota.com. I'm going to give one more shameless plug because he said he just turned on a coupon for 15% off with the coupon code Alice, all in caps.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. And he's going to go and do the...
I love that stuff.
Oh, my God.
I'm always looking for a snack.
Totally chowed a little packet of the kettle version. I love them.
That isn't chips.
Yeah. But
you
still
know what
gives
I mean?
You that salty,
yeah,
you
want
know,
a snack,
satisfying.
You want something healthy, you know?
I'll eat chips, too. But I do, if I feel like it's, you know, healthier to eat the sunflower seeds.
Right.
Anyway, thanks, Johnny Mosley. 15% off for Alice listeners.
He's coming up on the Olympics here, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's this February.
Yeah. So, and he said he'll call us from there and let us know what's happening. And
very exciting.
Yeah. It's going to be fun. Where are they this year?
Popping for
they're
him.
They're in South Korea.
Right.
Oh, that should be great. Didn't Hooman loved South Korea?
I'm sure it's spectacular. Yeah. It's just a little close for comfort to...
North Korea.
To the other place.
NoCo. all right, let's do this. I see that the lines are already lit up, so people must want their Winterland tickets.
I invited myself to South Korea. So we'll see if I can, like, you know.
Oh, you're going to go while he's doing the Olympics?
He's trying to get me there. We're trying to do something, but it's probably not going to happen.
Don't push it.
Don't.
I don't know if he's going to get the time off, Johnny.
Yeah, I don't know. don't worry about it too
I'll
much,
check
Johnny.
With his boss.
Wow. John, by the way, I think Johnny's exhausted from our interview.
He's laid
out on the couch out there. Look out the window, Vin. He's like
taking a break.
Yeah, taking a little break, eating some Iota.
Plugging's hard.
It is. It's hard work, and he had like a whole page well, to get
and
through.
You know what? I've said it 1,000 times, but that gig he has taking over the narration of Warren Miller films is not only just huge because. The entire ski
it's iconic.
World knows, right, it's iconic. The whole world knows right. those films as the kickoff to winter, and he's now the voice. That's awesome.
Yep. Go, Johnny. Go, Johnny. The texts are brought to you by Luxury Loungers at Century Roland Plaza in Novato.
Is that right?
Well,
all right.
I forgot to do it earlier. So.
Okay. 408 says, love Johnny. Actually, it's three hearts, Johnny.
Oh, three hearts, Johnny.
But I think they mean love, Johnny.
He's lovable. I don't blow his head up too much right now.
Oh, my God. Johnny is so awesome. Who needs coffee? Just hang with Johnny for a few minutes. Actually, though, he just shot his whole load.
Yep.
He's on the couch. Whatever he had.
He's actually a pretty laid-back dude, but he comes in here and he's just like, ah!
Yep.
Jacked up.
Yeah. Oh, he's looking for ways to get jacked up, man.
The story about swimming on the treadmill was hilarious.
Yeah. Get away!
Just bought my WM Castro, Warren Miller, Castro Theater tickets. Mm. Can't wait. Love Johnny. Thanks for having him on today. Yeah, yesterday I was driving. I don't remember which part of my adventures yesterday. I was near the Rio, but I saw Line of Descent on the 16th and was like, oh, it's right here down, right here. Weeknight, though.
Yeah.
But go. Everyone, if you don't wake up at 3 in the morning, it's totally doable.
Yep.
People sent pictures of Hooman eating over the shoulders of Johnny during
eating
that segment. Eating
over the
yeah.
shoulders? Oh, as in from the looking glass, you could see him.
Dude, I haven't eaten all morning. I'm so.
Hooman taking a break, having a snack.
Boy, he is eating there. Hooman, did you see this?
He didn't. I didn't show it to him.
Yeah.
Where is
funny.
The Cowboy Academy, says 707? It's in near Monterey.
Yeah.
Didn't he say that?
He did.
Inland Monterey.
2 hours
County.
In from Big Sur. V6 Cowboy Academy, so
yes,
if you want to look
exactly.
it up. Sounds freaking awesome.
I know.
My God. You know, John was talking about that, like taking the whole family to a dude ranch.
Yeah.
They had like a, you know, but he was talking
Isn't
Montana
that...
or Colorado. Mm-hmm.
Isn't that
it's
the
right
premise
here.
Of City Slickers?
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I think so.
I think
oh,
that's
funny.
The whole
With Curly,
thing.
Right?
Yeah, they go.
Johnny says yes.
Jack, mm-hmm. what is that guy's name? Jack?
Palance?
Yeah.
Palance, yeah.
He's dead, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
That
yeah.
sounds like a dead guy.
But he plays the old cowboy guy, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. they go to a dude ranch, their city slicker. Get it?
Yeah.
So you're going to do it.
Well, we've talked about it. It seems, but to know there's one right here, that seems a little easier.
Well, and then if your boys are like, no, we're going to stay in our room, you could be all right, let's just go home.
Yeah.
Forget it.
I wouldn't go home. They assign you your own horse at the ones that we were looking at. I don't know if they do this. I don't know anything about this V6 ranch, except that the horses are gorgeous. Like that dapple gray that Johnny was riding. Oh, horses to die for. Beautiful.
Oh, and I love cowboys.
Horses to die for.
Beautiful horses. Magnificent creatures. Mm-hmm.
Ha ha ha, Sarah. Hooman is eating a banana in the shadows behind Vinny.
Yeah, I don't eat those anymore because there's a camera in here.
Watching Hooman scarf in the background. Ugh.
Oh, lots of texts about
oh,
this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
People just wanted to see their Johnny Mosley.
707. I've been to a few of the Warren Miller events. They're so fun. Yeah, they're rowdy. And they're by design. So if you're like, quiet down, I'm trying to watch this. That's not the, you'll want to watch it.
No.
At home, alone, later, another time.
It's a party.
Right. People loving the Taylor Swift segment.
You know, and that's really what right, it was. It was just all Taylor Swift with a couple other people put stuff out too. No one cares.
Taylor Swift.
They say that she may sell 2 million units this week. You can't stream the record until next week. So if you normally don't buy records and you have to buy this to hear it this week, supposedly.
Hooman has just taken 5 steps forward in my book with today's music selection. Oh. I can't believe it.
Hooman. Oh. Wow. Did a great job. That's right. No, we're done talking about you.
So yes. busy. What's
done
happening?
Talking about you. We're just saying nice things about you.
Is it about me stuffing my face?
No,
I heard all those.
It wasn't. It was about what an amazing job you did with today's music segment.
Hey, you worked hard today. You need calories.
Yeah.
You got to keep that calorie count up.
Don't forget the massage later.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
Abdominal massage later today.
Good job with the music, Hooman, especially Tay.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it was, you know, 15 songs, a lot to get through, so.
Only you could do that.
Thanks. Just purchased Tay on iTunes, says 510.
You're one of 2 million people who's going to do it this week, probably.
Sarah, I thought of that Imogen Heap song right away, too.
Yeah.
So, so good.
She uses it in that one song, but that kid that my son loves, Jacob Collier, he does a ton of stuff with the harmonizer. They're so effing cool. But you're right. They are a sound, and it's super recognizable, and it's like auto-tune. You should use it tastefully in here and there.
I read the guitar magazines and you hear these guys who go, I had to throw a pedal away from me so that I wouldn't continue to use it
mm-hmm.
every song I write.
Right. I'm leaning on that. It sounds so cool.
Right. Same sound.
Right.
So, yeah, that can become a crutch. So many parents are going to do videos with Taylor's new song, Nice Things, pointing out what kids ruined. Says 707.
Oh, for sure. I mean, that is a common saying at people's houses. And not just people with kids. People with pets. This is why we can't have nice things. Our cat is going to barf on it.
I wouldn't make a sign or a video, for that matter, but I've thought it.
Oh, sure.
Crap I've ruined, broken, whatever. Just thought, man, why bother buying
stuff? Why do I have anything? Why don't I eat off the top of a box while sitting on the floor?
Buy broken stuff.
Right. Why pay full price? I'm just going to break it.
God. Just tons of pages of pages. Delicate is fire.
Yeah, that's a good song. That's the one, right? The one with the harmonizer in it.
I'm really not into Taylor Swift, but man, I'm super into this. Then you're into Taylor Swift.
Or you're really into Hooman and his presentation of Taylor
Swift. Oh, is
that
it?
That could be it, yes.
The way Hooman says, shoot. When the Taylor Swift song restarted was so adorable.
Oh,
you're doing great, Hooman.
What are you doing in here? Do you want to play us something?
Do you want a little bit? You want Delicate one more time?
Do you think that was Rachel that texted that
I
in?
I doubt it.
She thinks you're pretty cute.
Is it 707?
It isn't.
Oh, okay.
She said it was. Yeah.
Here's a little Delicate
trick, Sarah.
Here's the song we're talking about. Back to you, Vin.
Good? She writes kind of hot lyrics, but I have a feeling she's overly romantic and you'd find yourself like, really? This is all you
can
got?
I get an allowance for me to
gonna do
keep
anything
up
here,
with your
or
needs
just gonna
in the
like...
romance department? Oh, you're leaving? I was going to say, grab that Imogen Heap song.
No problem.
Hide and seek. Hear a little bit of that. It's good. Crank it up. Put on your headphones, everybody listening. Go ahead. He's going to take him a minute.
All right. Thanks for saying Porsche correctly, Vin.
Porsche? The
Porsche,
car?
Yeah.
If you're going to steal something, don't steal a wheel around with a motorized shopping cart
from Safeway.
Steal a Porsche.
Right.
You ready?
Yes.
510 says, don't let your husband hear Michael makes you feel good, Yuzi.
Oh.
Why? He knows Michael.
Franti. We're talking about Michael Franti. Michael Franti shows.
Michael makes me feel good. I can see why someone might have thought something else. Huh.
No, she's talking about the amazing live shows that he does.
Yeah. And it just makes my heart feel good.
Mm.
Vinny, how could you bash the Marvel classic Ant-Man? I actually did like the movie. That one kid is pretty funny.
You?
Well, no,
why
I don't.
What the?
I'm not that into
why
an ant superhero.
But
I thought the movie had good moments. Is that the one with the guy from Chips?
You just wanted to say no.
Right.
Dax Shepard?
No, the other guy.
Yeah, Michael Peña. Yeah, he plays like the kind of the foil, like the goofy,
yeah,
like, gangy guy.
Yeah, he's pretty good in that movie.
That whole movie's great. Oh, and T.J. Miller's in that. Oh, no, he's in Deadpool.
Oh.
I have him mixed up. But Paul Rudd's in it. I love Paul Rudd.
Mm-hmm.
Why do I love him so much? You know what I've found myself now? Every time I'm like, oh, I like that guy, I'm always like, oh, God, I hope no allegations come out about him. Like, it's the first thing that pops into my head. Like, oh, I really, I hope no one's going to come forward about him.
Yep.
It's just awful what's happening right now. Awful. And these days, you could just have a grudge against somebody and say some awful things.
Well, that is the
like
fear.
The smear,
I mean, anyone who has done something and deserves to be pulled, that deserves to be pulled into the light, okay. But if someone's just piling on
it's
or jumping into it, that's pretty bad.
Really bad. I just didn't like the deal you made with me. Or you screwed me over on some business deal, and now I'm going to accuse you of this or that and the other thing. And just the taint of it. Everybody is now stepping away from every. At the minute an allegation happens, everybody steps away. There you are. So you're like penicillin. You're standing in the middle. All alone. All the bacteria have fled. In the petri dish. You know,
yeah.
It's a science.
Yeah. Got it.
Okay. Just made sure. I was way out on a limb there on that.
No, that was, it was very good.
The visual, right?
Our guest had a chuckle.
Oh, yay. Oh, good. Oh. Great.
Good.
Here's one. 415 says, thanks, white people. So R&B makes you cringe and is cheesy?
Yeah, it's kind of cheesy.
You just
sorry.
Besmirched a whole race and group of music-loving people. Thanks
no,
a lot.
No, we didn't. Stop it.
I like R&B.
Still love you, though.
No, I even said there's certain R&B that's good, but there is some. I'm sorry. Boyz II Men, that is super cheese. I just think they're R&B. Am I crazy?
No,
to me,
I mean,
they're
it's
like
just
the
not
R&B,
for you. That's all right.
The love songs. R. Kelly strikes me as like the cheesy R&B guy.
Oh, he's just funny.
Yeah, he is kind of
and a pig.
Actually, that's true.
510 says Sarah jams out with her. I don't think I can say that. Can I say it? Hold on.
No, it's a mollusk. You can't say it. Don't say it because
I'm not gonna say it. But I'm asking you. Yeah. Okay, you know that one.
Somebody else said that a couple weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
And we did say it. And I thought afterward, ooh, maybe we shouldn't say that.
I don't refer to that area.
Yeah, just in case.
No,
with that
sounds
word
very
anyway.
Like
I don't like
seafood
it.
References are never, never I preferable.
Agree.
Yeah. It's a wonderful place. Why would you disparage it?
Induction uses magnetic waves to heat the steel in the pan, not the stove surface.
Oh, this is the induction. We
you
have, an
have
induction
it. You're the one that brought
yeah.
it up.
But I didn't know it was a magnet. I knew they had to be. It had to be steel or iron or something that is like a magnetic surface.
510 says induction is the best. 415 says no chefs use induction. No way. 408 says, yes, chefs use induction.
Oh. It's super fast. It gets to heat, like, immediate.
Okay, remember the cleaning things I told you?
Yes.
Okay, and
things you're doing wrong.
My wife hangs the toilet brush towards the inside using the seat to hold it. So you set it on the thing and shut the seat on it.
And then just let it kind of drip
it
dry.
Sits there to dry. And drips over into the...
Yeah, but then the next person that comes in there and flips the seat up just drops it, and now you're there.
Well,
and you're
you hope
like
that the person that comes in has a little respect and understands and goes, oh, this needs to be put away. instead of, you know, I've always thrown that in the tub.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah, the tub.
In the tub.
Well, right. It's dumb. Now you've thrown the toilet thing in the tub.
Yeah.
But I'm just trying to get rid of the thing.
I always feel like by the time I'm done cleaning the toilet, it's clean. The thing is clean. Like
the
you've
brush.
Scrubbed, yes, you've scrubbed it. There's soap all in there. You give it a little swirl. You flush
no.
the toilet. Give it another little swirl.
I'm sorry.
Shake it out. Stick it in the thing. Everything's okay.
That's a caca brush.
There's no monsters coming out of my caca brush holder. It's fine.
No.
I mean, so far I've survived. Plus, my toilets are super clean anyway. So,
is that right?
Yeah, no big deal.
My brother can open any iPhone in 6 hours.
How?
Oh, he's a hacker. What do you mean, how? He's probably some hacker guy.
But I thought that Apple, like, you can't try your passcode more than a certain amount of times before it goes,
Well, he must know some other trick. I don't know. Look it up on YouTube. I'm sure it's there.
He should get in touch with the FBI because I'm sure they'd love to hire him. And then they could work around Apple.
Yesterday's secret show was so funny.
Oh,
I don't think I've ever heard Hooman so engaged during the show, and we owe it all to Hooman's man crush on our friend Rudy. Mm. Have a brilliant weekend.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, his love for Rudy makes him try to impress Rudy. Mm-hmm. The rest of us, he's like, I'm going to stand halfway out the doorway.
Or I'm going to lay on the ground
over
here.
So when you say
here.
The last word, I'm already leaving. Are you done? Are you done?
No, let's not push it.
Are you done? Yeah, Rudy shows up and he's like,
"Oh, Rudy, let me tell you a big story.
Hooman's become.
I'm gonna be funny." Ooh.
I have a bunch more, but I just looked at the clock. It's 28, so we're done for now. We'll be back to say goodbye in a minute.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Binny, Alice's morning show. Happy Friday. That's going to do it for us.
Yeah, we're out of here.
Thank you to Johnny Mosley.
Oh, man. Go to Johnny Mosley's Wildest Dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Look that up and you'll find the videos that he's
so
been doing.
Fun.
They
it's
are
like a California
good.
Tourism board, and it's just him getting to do everything he always wished you could do.
He's got a lot of cool stuff going on right now. So he's not only got the Warren Miller films, which are they're starting to show this week and next week.
They
is
are
it
tonight.
This week?
Yeah, tonight is one of the screenings. I don't know if it's the Castro one, but you can go to Warren Miller. It's not Experience, is it?
Look up Warren Miller. I looked up Warren Miller, found the website, hit it.
Boom.
It shows the places it's showing, and it's all over the Bay Area over the next week or so.
Right.
Into December, actually.
And then he's got MightyIota.com, which is his sunflower seeds. He's going to be doing the Olympics once again for the Winter Olympics this year. What else? He had, like, whatever.
Oh, don't forget that at Mighty Iota, enter Alice.
In all caps.
And you can get how much off?
15%. For a week. He just set it up today and it runs through next Friday. So
good deal.
If you've always wanted to try them, but it sounds like they're going to be everywhere. That's good for them. He's so nice and his wife is so nice and his kids are cute and good for them. Have a great life, Johnny Mosley. All right, we're going to go have a great weekend.
Right.
I hope you do too. We'll see you on Monday.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.